Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he a crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on it raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That niggas take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. Streets is talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. That means police is watching, and I only use his weight to keep my clocking. When shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't,
it's
know,
the streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. It's Mayhem Monday. It's your boy L Boogie with the Dream Team. DB, Styles the God, T Rowan in case of emergency. And as always, we in the streets, we in the building, baby.
Mayhem Monday. Looking forward to it today. Zeke, how was your weekend, baby?
Oh, man, weekend was dope, man. Oh, yeah, shout out to all the moms, man. Happy mothers, happy belated Mother's Day to all the mothers in the building.
Ditto, ditto, yes, sir.
Well, you know, as usual, yesterday, The Last Dance. And I think it's getting more compelling as we go. You know what I mean? And yesterday just, woo! As my man Ric Flair would say, woo! It was real and interesting, DB, real interesting. You know, that being said, What was your biggest take from episodes 7 and 8?
I'm appreciating The Last Dance, man. Even on down to the last two series coming up next Sunday. The last two shows coming up next Sunday. My biggest take from it, man. There's a couple things, but I'll just say one because I'm sure you got one on your own. I wouldn't want to say yours. I'm going to take a 50-50 stab at it. Mine, nah, it ain't the Pippin thing. We'll let you get into that. Mine is the fact that, man, Michael Jordan, man. Let me just say this. Michael Jordan, it's almost like, I want to say he kind of crazy in a sense. Man, this dude, the way, how he is driven. Man, he done, the Bradford Smith done hit him up for 36 points. He was so upset at the fact that LeBron Smith had a good game, probably one of his best games of his career. I forgot all about him. Until the series. That lets you know how significant he's not. He had one good game against MJ. MJ the flat out lied. Man, he lied. He's going to tell the teammates. He's going to tell the teammates that LeBron Smith kid put his arms around him. You know, Jordan will let nobody touch him anyway. Put his arms around him and said, good game, Mike. Just so that he can drive himself to get so mad at this cat where he can hit 36 in the first half
to let him and everybody know that he that much better. So I think what I took from what my biggest take was it from the Last Dance 7 and 8, just how Mike Jordan was so driven, he just found any reason to bust your ass. He gonna say they playing the championship series against Seattle. And he gonna say George Karl walked into the restaurant and didn't speak to him. Just so he can have some motivation to bust his head. George Karl coming like, man, I think George, I ain't even see the dude. He just always try to find a way. If it's, I talk about his golf game, I say he might be too old. Mike is just driven, man. I'm telling you, back to my point, I'm done. I'm taking too long. Man, Mike is crazy in a sense, man. How he just try to get himself so juiced up, so driven to kill a cat and make up some reason why he doing it.
DB! Isn't Albert Einstein a little crazy? Wasn't Socrates a little crazy? Wasn't Bill Gates a little crazy? Geniuses at whatever craft they are embedded in, they're crazy. Aren't you crazy? Because you're a coach? Don't they think of you like that? Delete. They think of you like that. They think of you of being crazy. You know, you have to take and tell with that. And I distinctively remember my man Bradford Smith. His career was done. It was like how 50 Cent did Ja Rule. He just killed his career. Killed it. But it's so many things that we're going to talk about, you know, after the break. You know, I know you got some more things to, you know, say about that. Because I know we talked about the Pip thing, and we'll talk about that after we come to break. But the emotions that Michael Jordan showed toward the end of episode 7, when he said, there's a price to pay for winning. There's a price to pay for leadership. So when you take all those things to account, and he wants to say, the reason why I think he wants to tell the world, like, I'm really not this bad of a guy. But when you want to win at all costs, and I'm not just talking about in basketball, I'm just talking about in the game of life. When you boss up and when you put 10 toes down, does everybody like balls? No, they don't. But they respect him and they work for him because why? Everybody's getting dope. Everybody's getting dope.
Streets.
So that was my thing that I took away from episode 7 when he went about coming to tears explaining why he was the way he was. You know, so that was what I took out of episode 7. And also how close he was to his father. How close he was to his father. And also, where were you, DB? Let me ask you this. Where were you the day Michael Jordan retired? When he made the conference, you know, speech or whatnot, when they made the press conference, I'm just asking you, where were you? Because everybody know where they were on certain dates that happened in sports history. So I'm going to ask you that. Where were you when Michael Jordan, because LeBron James said he was 9 years old and he cried. And I saw females, not guys. This was so crazy. It's like Tupac. You saw females crying. There's no crying in retirement. So I just want to ask you that, DB, before we go to break, and I'll tell you where I was.
honestly, boo, I can't. I hope it doesn't take from my street cred about my love for the game for Michael Jordan. Well, Obama, I remember him retiring. I remember it was a somber day, but I can't remember like you know when the buildings got crushed in New York and you know them type of significant day. Like it wasn't that significant to me for real. So like I didn't remember where I was at when they crashed the building. I remember where I was at when Trump won presidency. You know what I'm saying? We talking about. I can't remember when I was at one Jordan, but I remember it was a somber day, man. It was a tough day. You know what I'm saying? But as far as my accident, I was at with my 10 toes down, I can't remember. But it was a tough day, man. Like Mike retiring. You talking about the first time, man?
Yes. So you don't remember that, but it was so much swirling around. So let me ask you this, it was so much swirling around. And I'm going to tell you where I was. I was in Phoenix, Arizona. You know, chilling in the streets. You know what I mean? Sitting with something soft. You know how we do. And it just came across ESPN. And I just said, wow. And the first thing that popped in my head was, oh, man, they done drove him out the league because of his father's death. They done whacked old Jeffrey, you know, James Jordan, so they want him to sit down. And they depicted that, Stern saying it was no, you know, suspension. But I'm just asking you, why do you think Mike left at that time?
Oh, yeah, well, he flat out said it, man. You know, he's going through a lot. He's going through a lot with the, you know, they accused him of the gambling and going through a lot of personal issues. If I'm not mistaken, it was at the time, right around the time his father had, you know, and got killed.
Right, passed away, right.
Yeah, well, you know, got in that little tragic accident on that, you know, putting over on that freeway.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, it just, you know. Actually, I think it took a toll on Mike, man, you know, and he had to need to step away. You know, looking back at it in hindsight, of course, it was probably one of the best things that he could have did, you know, just to ease his mind, get away from the circus, although he created another circus going to the MLB. But, you know, long story short, I think it was a good idea. I just basically think that it had too much going on, but, you know, like you were saying earlier, man, you know, the greats, you know, got a little twist in them. They got a little something different in them, man. I kind of think had he stuck to what he was doing and kept playing, you know, Mike might not be the same Mike who he is today, man. So good job. You got to step back, take it all back to you, and come back and get three more.
Another take before we go to break. Mike was only making $3 million. Mike was only making $3 million a year. So all his dough was coming from endorsement. Isn't that amazing how Mike was getting? That shows you the power of Michael Jordan. How can you make more money, triple your money off the court than you do on your day job? You want to know why? Because it's the streets. And a lot of guys have done that.
You know what was so cold about that, boo? The cold part about that is when Mike did retire and went to the MLB, they still paid him that $3 million, $4 million a year. That's power. That's clout.
I told you on every commercial break, now until after episode 10, Mike is still number one. It's the street. Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. Eastern time, 515-605-9370. Hey. And after episode 10, We go on YouTube, y'all. So stay tuned. And always tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of friends. It's Boogie DB, the Dream Team. Street.
Step in the gym and slam. I'm not Superman, because anybody can or should be able to rock off turntables. Grab the mic, plug it in, and begin. But here's where the problem starts. No heart. Because of that, a lot of groups fell apart. Rap is still an art, and no one's from the old school. Cause rap is still a brand new tool. I say no one's from the old school, cause rap on a whole isn't even 20 years old. 50 years down the line, you can start this. Cause we'll be the old school artists. And even in that time, I'll say a rhyme, a brand new style, ruthless and wild. Running around, spending money, having fun. Cause even then, I'm still number one. One, 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 one. The KRS-One, of course, comes to express with style the lost ways of rhyming, old and new, past and present. Knock, knock, who is it? A brand new style. Oh, time to change. People talk about me when they see me on stage. Live in action, guaranteed roar. I hang with the rich and I work for the poor. Now, tomorrow, you can say you saw KRS-One stomping once more. I play by ear. I love to steer the Alfa Romero from here to there. I grab the beer, but not in the ride. Cause I'm not stupid, I don't drink and drive. I'm not a beginner, amateur or local. My album is selling because of my vocals. You know what you need to learn? Old school artists don't always burn. You're just another rapper who's had his turn. Now it's my turn, and I am concerned about idiots posing as kings. Here to rule. I thought we supposed to sing, and if we ought to sing, then let us begin to teach. Many of you are educated, open your mouth and speak. KRS-One is something like a total renegade, except I don't steal, I rhyme to get paid. Airplanes flying, overseas people dying, politicians lying. I'm trying not to escape, but hit the problem head on by bringing out the truth in a song. So BDP, short for Boogie Down Productions.
Boogie Down Productions.
Cause the crew is saying something. People have the nerve to take me for a gangster, an ignorant one. Something closer to a prankster.
It's the Streets of Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop. We're back in the building, baby.
The Dream
Boy,
Team is down with us.
You already know.
The Collinwood Cobras is down with us. Six words is down with us.
We number one, one. But before we bring our next caller in, DB, because we got the phones is hot today. Scottie Pippen and his takes on some things, and I remember early on we were talking about, oh man, they're not showing enough highlights, Scotty, and not giving enough props. I see why. Scotty has dug himself a hole because they literally asked him, Scotty, you did not check into the game, and you said, I would do it again if it was here again. I'll do it all over again. Woo! But let's get the call. Let's get our caller in, my man.
Hold on.
DB,
let me give a quick comment. I'm gonna be real quick.
Okay.
It's May. Pulling out a switchblade. That's kind of trite, though. AK-47, assault rifle. Got a new style. Watch out now. I hate when fools clearing at a folding bank. Steady talking noise in the holding tank. Scotty Pippen, use them. Oh, boy, White Dog from Q Dog, where's B? Use them.
Man,
bring the caller in now, bro. I had to say that.
Man, here we go. Long time listener, man, I think this might be his second or third time getting in. The great Al Tinelli.
All right.
East Cleveland's finest. Shaw High's in the building.
Okay. Yeah, I just saw, so, you know, I can't always, you know, I always thought that this was my opinion. You know, I had quite a few arguments over the years about it, you know. So, but anybody who really know me, that really had this talk with me, they pretty much know my stance. I just felt like it was a number of guys who, had they been in the same position, the Bulls team would be even better. Now, you put Grant Hill at that three spot, so, and so you wouldn't have had to wait till Grant Hill learned how to play defense, wait till he got a mid-range shot, wait till he got tough, wait till he got aggressive. Just imagine Grant Hill in Chicago at that time when you know, that's that time.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I just thought that at that time it probably was like three. And niggas, man, they couldn't have did all Scotty did. And they couldn't have done everything. Scotty. Man, that don't mop. That man's job was so much easier off of who he was playing with. It don't even make no sense for him to even be in the top 50 players, for real.
Woo!
See, a top 50 to me, I just don't feel like a top 50 motherfucker should be a role player. Like it shouldn't be. I shouldn't be in there because of you. You feel me? Karl Malone, Stockton is kind of my only exception to that. Because Stockton was going to be good with whoever he played with, and Malone was going to be good with whoever he played with. But just the fact that now them two playing together is the exception to what I'm saying. But most real good players really don't need another guy to, like, compliment them to be good. And that's what I be hating to hear people use that shit when they be talking about Jordan. Jordan didn't need no Scottie Pippen, man, to do the shit he was doing. Really?
He ain't winning no reason.
They got Scotty. Oh, they ain't just man. They got Scotty in 80. They got Jordan in 84. They got Scotty in 87.
And Horace Grant.
It's like people really don't know that though. They be acting like they picked Scotty up in 90 or something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He was over there looking like shit for 3 years.
So what you're saying is, If I'm a top 50 player on a team with no top 50 player, and the play is drawn up, it should be drawn up for me because I'm top 50.
That and when I mention you, I ain't got to always. But Buck was nice, man. But shit, man, him and Derek though, man. But you know what I'm saying? It was like really lightweight, man. Buck was nice, man. But you know what I'm saying? I don't. They be using Scotty. They be throwing Scotty Pippen in there so much to the point where I heard a comment the other day. I got an attitude. Yeah, man, Scotty, man, shit, man, Scotty, man, he, man, Scotty Pippen was a good player, and really at best was average. He had no hell of a handle. His jump shot wasn't all that. He wasn't super quick. Wasn't strong. I mean, he did his job. I ain't gonna take nothing from him. Did a hell of a job. But he wasn't no job. If I kick you that rock over there by yourself, you can't really get me nothing every time. Depending on who guards you, what situation you in.
Right. This is my last one. I know we got a roll. Boo got a couple questions. Okay, so I'm listening to your tape, and you were saying that having another guy, another good guy like Michael Jordan, and when you added Scotty, like Mike didn't, like you said, and I agree, Mike didn't need Scotty to be great. I agree. Mike was going to write his own legacy. But can we agree to disagree that I kind of feel like you, not wrong, but I might have misquoted. You need another Robin, another guy on your, another high level, elite, let me say elite player, to at least win the ship. Would you agree to that?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
But that's what I mean. But don't let the tape get past you. Now we talking about professional guys too. Now we talking about professional guys, and that's why I think Scotty kind of his credit. That's why his credit be stretched out a little bit. He is a pro.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right. he is a pro. Now he ain't. Now I would give Scotty Pippen credit. Had he been coming off of like a 10-day and doing that shit did the shit that he did off of a 10-day contract, his Richter would go way up. It would go way up. But him being a college, him being a college player and all of that, I mean, you know.
A lottery pick? Not a lottery pick, but he was picked their number first round draft choice.
Hell yeah, he was a first round pick.
You taking Scottie Pippen or you taking Grant Hill?
Oh, man.
These all of what you said earlier. These your quotes.
Man, I take Grant Hill, man, sitting how like Stevie Wonder them sitting.
That's true. So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this.
I take Billy Owens.
Wow,
Billy Owens?
Man, you're doing dope and dog food. All right, let me ask you this, Tinelli. To Scottie Pippen, do you get upset because you've been the leader of this team the whole year? You guys have won 60 games. You orchestrate everything, and then a new kid comes in, Tony Kukoc, start making more money than you. Just say he's an adopted child. You was the child. You supposed to, you know, you've been getting treated bad the whole time. You the middle child. And now this baby comes in, and they give him the whole, they give him more bread than you and draw up the play for you. As Scottie Pippen, do you get upset? Was it more so that the relationship he had with Phil Jackson, why he didn't trust Phil?
I kind of think it was more of like one of those, it was a situational thing. It's more of like if us being down 1 point and I want to throw this inbound pass into my big man, providing he's probably going to have the highest percentage, you know, shot, you know, the shot that he's going to be taking is going to be of a higher percentage. Up against me being down three when I'm going to need a three-pointer. I think it was one of those kind of things. It was a situational. And he took offense, but, I mean, we can all do the math. You know what I'm saying? I'd much rather have taken my three-point shot than Will Perdue. So I'm going to have my
Absolutely.
Better. And I think in that regard, Phil Jackson wanted the guy who he thought had the best shot to take that shot. I don't think it really had much to do with the guy who – do this or do that. I just think it was boiling down to, in this particular situation, I just want the guy who I think gives me the best chance to make it if he get a good look at it.
I don't think it was
taking nothing from Scotty, but I gave it to Kukoc too.
Last question. In their prime, who would you rather play with, LeBron or Air Jordan?
I'm gonna take Jordan every time, man. I mean, I would never take LeBron over Jordan. That's just me being honest. Some of it is biased, and then some of it is just, you know, off of just body of work. But most of it is off body of work. LeBron, the interior of Jordan, just the way that he, his mentality and all of that. That's more of, I would never take LeBron over Jordan. I would never take him over Jordan. Not if them only two that I got to pick one of them. I'm gonna take Jordan every time.
That's nothing.
Yeah,
we keep saying last question, man. I appreciate your call. I appreciate the take, man. Jerry Krause, man. You know, throughout all these series, you know, he was kind of blamed for tearing the Bulls thing down. You know, telling Phil Jackson, this will be his last year, letting everybody know it was publicly known that this they're going to break the team up, you know. My question, does Krause get a lot of credit? Does he get more remembered, I'm sorry, for tearing the Bulls down, or do he get more
for
putting them together?
That's funny that you say that, because I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, damn, now, the way he went about it, I thought probably was kind of, I'm looking at the way Jerry Krause did that was like a business move, because I think what he ultimately knew was that we continue to win with the same group. It's just it's not this much money in the world to be able to keep redoing these contracts. So No, we have. Bro, you know, we already got these championships. I think he was just doing.
I'm sorry. We let the talkers talk. But Tenali, I think he broke that down because he wasn't getting enough credit.
He felt like it was all Phil Jackson and Mike.
It was all Phil Jackson. It was all Mike. You know, he didn't draft Mike. Phil was his guy, but he wasn't getting no credit. He wasn't getting no kudos, man. He wasn't getting no shine. They was picking at him, calling him fat ass, calling him this, calling him that. You know what I'm saying?
Ridiculing him and shit.
I'm thinking it was more on that. I saw that. I did see that.
This is the end of my lunch break, man. And this is a call that I can't tell you guys in words how much I've enjoyed it. But,
we appreciate you, Al T.
Oh, yeah.
And
you
as always,
again.
Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of friends.
That's what it do.
Appreciate you,
Tenali.
Good looking, bro.
Shout out to you and Henry Green, man. The Bulldogs, man. East 97 Bulldogs is down with us.
Everywhere we go.
People want to know. Let's go. I know Pippen. I tried to put this song on just for Pip, man. They tried to give me one more chance. But he didn't take it. It's the streets, 515-605-9370. When we come back, man, I got to talk about after game 6 with the Knicks when Bill Cartwright cried. Oh, it's the street. Let's go.
Turn like doorknobs, heart throb never, black and ugly as ever. However, I say Gucci down to the socks. Rings and watch filled with rock. Am I jam not in your Mitsubishi? Girls pee-pee when they see me. Navajos creep me in they teepee. As I lay down laws like Island Coffin. Stop it. If you think you're gonna make a profit, don't see my ones, don't see my guns. Get it? Now tell your friends, Papa, hit it. Then split it in two as I flow with the Junior Mafia. I don't know what the hell's stopping ya. I'm clocking ya. Versace shade watching ya. Once you grin, I'm in. Game begin. First I talk about how I dress is this in diamond necklaces. Stretch Lexus is the sex. Just immaculate from the back. I get deeper and deeper. Help you reach the climax that your man can't make. Call him, tell him you'll be home real late and sing the break. I got that good love, girl. You didn't know. Think of that song on how it's so long. Thought he worked his until I handled my biz. There I is, major pain like Damon Wayne. Low down dirty even like his brother Keenan Scheming. Don't leave your girl around me, true player for real. Act Puff Daddy. You ringing bells with bags from Chanel. Baby Ben's traded in your Hyundai XL. Fully equipped CD changer with the cell. She meet me at 12. Where you at? Flipping job, playing car notes. While I'm swimming in your women like the breaststroke. Right stroke, left stroke, what's the best stroke? Death stroke, tongue all down the throat. Nothing left to do but send her home to you. I'm through. Can you sing the song for me, boo? I got that good song, girl, you didn't know. We can cruise the world with pearls, gator boots for girls. The envy of all women, crushed linen, Cartier wristwear with diamonds in them. The finest women I love with the passion. Your man's a wimp, I get that ass a good thrashing. High fashion, flying in the all state. Sexing me while your man masturbates.
It's the streets of talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. I'm your boy L Boogie, alongside my backcourt mate DB. We in the building, baby.
The Dream Team.
Shout out to the Dream Team. But listen, man, I gotta ask you this, DB. after the game, and they were discussing, and they were, you know, talking about the situation with Bill Cartwright and him giving, standing up to the team and giving his speech and him crying or whatnot during that time, and him on the bench just talking to Scottie Pippen. Excuse me. What was your take on that whole situation? And then Scottie apologizing and, you know, shedding a tear to himself.
Some guys play for the love of the game. You know, Bill Cartwright reminds me of one of those guys that used to be up at Eastside playing Sunday morning or in the back of Thurgood playing all day on the weekend. You know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't playing for no money, man. He playing for the sport, you know, with the camaraderie with his teammate, you know. So for Scottie not to go in that game and was a total, you know, I mean, you the leader of the team. Yeah, you didn't get the last shot, but this your team, Scottie. So it's like they say you cut the head of the snake and the body of fall. You know, if Scottie ain't buying in, if Scottie on the trash, man, here come the domino effect. You know what I'm saying? So Bill probably being one of the only guys on that team that could have put his arm around Scottie, you know what I'm saying, and had Scottie here, you know what I'm saying, because he got the experience, he older, you know what I'm saying, Scottie looked younger. So it was just more one of those emotional things. It really showed me Bill Cartwright's genuine basketball. Man,
his love
for
the
game. You can't do this, Scottie. Yeah, his love for the game. You can't do this, man. You sending out the wrong message to all the younger cats. You, for your image, for your legacy, and you know, yes, yeah, Scottie apologized. From my understanding, from taking it from the last dance, he was apologetic. He shed some tears. He cried. But man, to say that you would do it again, were you really sorry? Were you really apologetic? Or were you just caught up in the moment?
I think that Scottie was apologetic to his teammates. But to the organization, I don't think so. I think Scottie felt bad about he let his teammates down, but not the Chicago Bulls. Because I go to battle with you guys. I'm sorry, man. I let my personal emotions with my personal business. When I say personal, I mean my money, and also it's my business, so my livelihood. So I let my personal business get involved with how we go to war with each other. So I think he might have been sorry to the team. That's probably why he shed a tear. But to the organization, it was like, hey, you heard what he said in episode, what was that, one or two, is that I'm not messing up my summer. And that was way beyond, you know, that was in 98. So he had this bad blood back in 94. So, and that, as the white dog would say, big brother, you know what I'm saying, the old Q, and, you know, Big Meeks is like, you know what I mean, Bill Cartwright, in their words, world. Scottie Pippen, and I had to say it, you though, and that's just in their word, not ours.
Right.
And everybody's right. Not thinking Scottie. And listen, like they said, Phil did his best coaching job that year because he didn't have a dynamic score. And Scottie, I don't understand why you would think that you averaged 15, 17 points your whole career.
Right.
You know, so how can you get upset at that? But Bill Cartwright, man, true OG, you know, OG Bobby Johnson, man, and just tried to, you know, be that glue for the team. So we gotta give a big shout out to my mans and them, old Bill Cartwright, you know. And he was a veteran.
Oh,
he was sitting on the fence. He didn't get upset.
Right. Right.
You know. But let me go ahead, DB.
I want to give a shout out to the player, Kolawuzin, for seeking a federal investigation into the shooting of Ahmaud Arbery. I hope I'm saying his name correct because he does deserve it.
Yes, he does.
Tom Brady, Steve Kerr. You know, we're talking about white guys. Very seldom do you see this. White guys. Yeah, I understand we ain't speaking out against police brutality, but we are speaking out against white people, meaning those two chumps that chased my little guy down, killed him, shot him in the middle of the street because he jogged. So I want to, you know, speaking of shout-outs, I want to shout out to Tom Brady, Steve Kerr, and I think it's one other Caucasian brother that signed on to this player coalition along with Anquan Boldin, Malcolm Jenkins.
Oh, yeah,
I think LeBron
Josh McCown.
There you go, the other quarterback. Thank you, folks. And I want to shout that out, man. I think we'll be doing a disservice to Ahmaud and to our radio show if we don't put that out there, man. I appreciate them guys, man. And I heard LeBron done jumped on, a couple other athletes done jumped on. And I hope they get that right, man. You know, yeah, they took 74 days to even bring these guys, to arrest them. 74
yeah.
days to arrest them. That's injustice. And if it wasn't for the other cat that was filming it, matter of fact, yeah, that filmed it, they would never be arrested to this day, boo. You know, not to beat the dead horse, but we're beating the death to get this out. Thank you, man. I appreciate you guys. And I hope the federal government, not the state of Georgia, because they already got it wrong. So we know what's going to happen if they leave it up to them. I pray that the federal government steps in, get rid of all them crooked politicians down there, from the prosecutor's office on down to up to the DA. Get them guys out of there, man. Do a federal investigation. Locked them two chumps up and the chump that was recording. He's an accessory. Lock them all up and throw away the key.
Streets. And we were going to, you know, get to that. And, you know, if I can recall, you know, Jackie Robinson was played, you know, back in the day. And first African-American just to, you know, break the barrier, especially in baseball. And then Pee Wee Reese. Put his arm around him and let the world know that you can play in harmony. And, you know, a lot of
Reese being a white guy.
Yes, Pee Wee Reese being a white guy. Yes. And Chris Long did the same thing with Malcolm Jenkins. And my question is to the world, you know, why we don't have more Caucasian white guys, I should say, speaking out more. And from, you know, what I've been hearing is that they don't know, you know, really, they don't want to sound ignorant because they don't know what to say because they'll support, but they understand that they don't live in our shoes. So if they were to say something, it might sound ignorant. So they support and just support instead of saying anything. And my question to you is, DB, do you agree with that? Support, but not say anything.
When you put it in a text where you might be looked upon different because you're not African American, I can respect that because you don't want to come off like a bigot. You know what I mean? When you don't
Absolutely.
Do it because it might hurt your bottom line, because it might hurt your dollar. That's when it comes into question to me. See, I hope I'm making any sense with that. If you don't do it because you don't want to be looked at like you're not black, you don't understand they cause, you don't understand they suffering, you don't understand what they've been going through for 3, 2, 3, 4 years, you don't understand that. So stay in your lane. That part I respect. But if you ain't doing it because you don't want to, your money can be messed up, you don't want to mess your bottom line up or your image, then I don't respect. Great question, though.
Just like, I just got a kite, and so, you know, I'll be checking these, you know, the emails or whatnot, and how can you support without saying anything? Just ask a lot of investors. They're called silent investors. Silent investors. They'll invest. They with you, but they'll let you be the voice. They're like Russell Simmons. Don't say much. You go ahead. I'm just behind the scenes. You know, so I think it's a lot of guys, you know, out there like that. You know what I mean? You know, but for Tom Brady, I think he's also tired of the injustice. I think he's tired as well, DB. And I think that it's about time that, you know, the people of the world do something about it in the federal government. So, you know, that was a, you know, great, you know. So when we come back, more on this issue, because listen to this, DB. Not only did it take 74 days, but we know how they flip it and turn it in the street. Like Trayvon Martin case. Is it going to be like that again? Is it going to be like that again? It's beyond Black Lives Matter. It's beyond, you know, what's as the white person, man, just lives matter. No, it's beyond that. You know what it's about? Right and wrong. Do what's right. It's the street. Give us a call, 515-605-9370. And as always, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of friends. When we come back, we're going to discuss a little bit more, and then we're going to have a You Big Dummy of the Day. Oh, my. Do we have one? It's the street. I'm in the rim, Benz Carter. Yeah. And I know Poppy get a key for the quarter. Shotty belly feeling double C's, I bought her. Got a bitch that's looking like a Leah, she a model. I got the pink slip. My whip is keyless. Compton, I'm about to get the key to the city. Patty, light up the seat. Forgetting out the coupe at the lot. Tony for a 12 for a squat. Busting all the bells out the box. I just hit the lick with the box. Had to put the stick in the box. Pour up the whole damn field. I'ma get lazy. I got the mojo deal. We been trapping like the 80s. She said the nigga soul. Got the cash out. Told him wipe a nigga nose. Say slash slash. I won't never sell my soul. And I can back that. And I really wanna know. I've been moving them out. If Steeler with me, then he got the blues in the pouch. Yeah. Took her to the forest, put the wood in the mouth. Bitch, don't wear no shoes in my house. The pilot I'm flying in, I never wanna fly again. I take my chances in traffic. Yeah. She sucking on dick, no hands with it. I just made the rolling plane like a landing strip. I'm a 2020 president candidate. I done put 100 bands on Zimmerman shit. I've been moving real gangster, so that's why she pick a Chris. Shawty call me Chris Cole, cause I pop my shit. Got it out the mud. There's nothing you can tell me. Yeah, when I had a job. Wealthy. Yeah, out the coupe at the lot. Tony for a 12 for a squat. Bustin' all the bells out the box. I just hit a leaf with the box. Had to put the stick in the box. Pour up the whole damn field. I'ma get lazy. I got the mojo deals. We been trapping like the 80s. She said the nigga soul. Got the cash out. Told him wipe a nigga nose. Say slash slash. I won't never sell my soul. And I can back that. And I really wanna know where you at. It's the streets of talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Oh man, we getting so much dialogue and so many emails and tweets from talking about, you know, the NFL's coalition and people signing this federal document to get these guys indicted. Am I correct, DB?
Players Coalition, not NFL.
Players Coalition. I respect to be correct.
We got all
Thank
athletes
you,
coming
sir.
In on this one, baby. We got all athletes
Man.
Coming in on this one, baby.
Mm-hmm. Man.
You on the dog.
And we got my man Van Gundy, who used to be the coach of the Miami Heat, he's also involved too. Yes. Yes, him and his brother. And so let me ask you this, DB. Just, you know, one more question before we, you know what I mean, do our thing with the You Big Dummy of the Day. As we talk about this, there's been so much social injustice, and it just brings us back to the, you know, situation, you know, with the athletes stepping up and having this platform, you know. And like I said, somebody just said, just from the kind, say, hey, man, that's a front. That's a front. So if you're a silent partner and you're not a front and you're not standing on the front line, are you wrong for just investing and being a part of that if you're not that, or are you just a hypocrite?
The argument is, and it's always going to remain to be, is your knowledge. See, man, you got a lot of people that's in a silent, we call them silent partners, Boogie, because they're not knowledgeable. You know what I'm saying? It's for example, and this ain't no knock on nobody, if somebody, you know, I'm getting kites, I'm getting texts as we speak on these subjects. You know what I'm saying? And I respect it. You listening? I got the ear. I got you in dialogue. And that's what this thing is about. Sports radio talk with a twist of hip hop. That's what this is about. Dialogue, communication. Everybody bringing in their different views, different parts of the country. We got Florida cats. We got Connecticut cats. We got Arizona. We got Dallas. We got Ohio. You know what I'm saying? This is what it's all about. If you're able to send me this kite, fly me this kite, this email about a silent partner, about you feeling a certain kind of way about people stepping up for the injustices, for the right thing, and not want to be seen, no, not, that's good. Because they got their reason. They might not be knowledgeable enough. They might can't go into detail like we go into detail on the show. But they want their voice heard. They want the people, they want the government, they want everybody to know that this ain't right. I ain't got the dialogue, I ain't got the facts, I ain't got the numbers to prove it. But in my natural, 1 + 1 = 2, in my common sense, this ain't right. So I don't knock that. I don't. We got sponsors on the show that sponsor us. Meaning we got to say the right things or they won't sponsor. But that don't mean they're going to come on the show and be like, oh, you know, we sponsor the Streets Is Talking and we agree with everything they saying. They don't have to. Bag it. Bag us. Bag your injustices. Bag your what you thinking is right by your actions. And your actions might not agree with everybody, but in your heart, do that and keep doing the right thing by that. And I'm good with that.
Streets! What a take. And I'm going to piggyback on that. And we don't agree a lot. You know what I mean? We don't agree a lot. We agree to disagree, as always, most of the time. That's why we got the streets. But I do agree with that as far as you don't have to, you know, like you said, a lot of people do a lot of different things. So if I'm not good at that one thing, but it's a good purpose, it's a good investment, I'm going to put my money in and I'm going to trust you that you do what you're supposed to do, what you, you know, told me on a general aspect. I don't fault them, you know, and I was, you know, the kite that was flown to me said, well, no, it's not that they're ignorant. Is that no disrespect to that might not be a priority in their world like it is in a black man's world. It just might not be a priority, but I support it. But I'm over here and I got more knowledge in this than I do in that. But I'm with you. So I agree with you. You know what I mean? But I agree to disagree with the kites that was flown to me because, as my man Huey New would say, power to the people. You know what I mean? So that's all you can do. And let me ask you this, DB, before we go to break and come back, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We got to, you know, pay the bills or whatnot. Guys that are black and don't step up and don't get on the front line. And when I say my line, I can't knock LeBron if he don't want to get on the front line. I can't knock Jay-Z if he don't get it on the front line. You know, but I can knock him if they don't sign this paper. And catch the vapors. They got to catch the vapors, DB. These guys got to catch the vapors and get down with the get down. Because I tell my wife all the time, just hug me and say, thank God I got home today.
Right. Right. Jay-Z, Roc Nation, Meal, I think all them guys on board, though. I mean, you know, just want to
oh, of course.
Knowledge. I think, yeah. You know, so when you say them guys, you just saying it in general. But
just in general.
For the record,
in general. Not
for
saying
the record,
they're not, yeah, for the record.
Right.
They are
they're
supportive.
On.
They're for yeah. They
right.
They on board and they're for this and they're in it. You know, yes indeed.
Right.
So
right.
When we come
if
back,
I may, before we go to commercial, we got the You Big Dummy of the Day coming on in the next segment. Let me iterate on some of Mike Jordan's comment last night, and you give
yes.
me your take.
Okay.
On Jordan's reputation, winning has a price. My mentality was to go out and win at any cost. Now I'm quoting. I challenge people when they didn't want to be challenged. And the best one, give me a second to get it going. The best one yet is, if you don't get on the same level, then it's going to be hell for you. Three of the famous quotes that I wrote down yesterday from what Mike Jordan said, man. Winning has a price. And then he got up and cried. My bad. Mike Jordan. I love Mike Jordan, boo. I love him. If you don't get on the same level, then it's going to be hell for you. We talking about teammates.
Man, we're going to keep discussing this. We're going to keep debating this tomorrow because I'm telling you, I got some more to say about that, and it makes me appreciate Mike more. I know people have said this has hurt it is, you know, you might look at Mike even, you know, differently. No, this has just validated my image and my fact about Michael Jordan. I'm telling you, it just has. Because didn't we see that with Kobe Bryant? Didn't he? I think that's why Mike was crying during his speech like Kobe Bryant because, all leaders, and you know this, you play sports, most leaders on the court or respected sport, whatever they play, aren't too much light between those lines, but well respected. And what he said is all great leaders say, I wouldn't ask you to do nothing I wouldn't. It's the streets. Give us a call Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, 515-605-9370. And don't forget, tell a friend. To tell a whole lot of friends. And DB, we in the building, baby. Let's double up.
Double up. Three or four times, I ain't telling no lies. I just run it up. Never let a hard time humble us. Double up. I ain't telling no lies. I ain't telling no lies. I just
5, 4, 3, 2, that's how. got to you that money, my dreams come true, my life in diamonds. Who knew? Who knew? Who knew? Turn 7 to a 14, 14 to a whole day. Lord knows it's a cold game. Switched up on you hoes, man. Big body take both lanes. Backseat blowing propane. All black, fire gold chains. Young rich nigga bossed up on his own, man. My new shit sound like a soul train. Tookie Williams over Coltrane. Eric B by the rope chain. RC, we for show bang. Tiny Lopes and they go crazy. What you know about the dope game? Was you born in the 80s? Did your mama smoke cocaine? Have you ever seen the whole thing? Was you drove to the streets cause you grew up on show change? Fucked up when the dope bags. It remind me when these rappers drop duds and they quotes change. At the park with the low fade. I was standing in front of Knicks with my sack for the whole day. Drive by, that was road rage. And we park and hop out, learn levels to this whole thing. Old school, play the OJ. Tryna make a slow change. Mama still slaving for a low wage. Tryna double up. Yeah. Three or four times, I ain't telling no lies. I just run it up. Never let a hard time humble us. Double up. I ain't telling no lies.
Five, four, three, two. That's how I got to you that money. My dreams.
Who knew?
Come through my life.
It's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show. Who knew? We all knew, dude. Ooh. They doubled up. Who knew? It's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop. I'm your host, L Boogie Down, with my man DB and the Dream Team, Styles of God, T Row, and in case of emergency, man. We've come to that part of the show. You big dummy of the day. Now, DB, we all know about Zion Williamson, don't we?
Ooh, the kid from Duke.
The kid from Duke. And so let me ask you this, being that said, the kid from Duke is in a civil lawsuit right now with his former marketing execs, and they're asking him to admit that his mother and stepfather demanded and received gifts and money and other benefits from Adidas, Nike, and Duke. And with that being said, that influenced him to sign with Duke.
Uh-oh.
Williamson's attorney, they claim that the contract was in violation of North Carolina's Uniform Athlete Agent because Pine Sports, Pine Sport is not certified by the NBA Players Association, nor a registered athlete agent in North Carolina or Florida. In a separate filing, Williamson's attorney disclosed that his parents addressed it while he attended Duke, but they didn't. So, to Duke and to Zion Williamson and to the representation of Zion Williamson, which was, to start off with, what was Pine Sports. How can you drive snitch when you were getting benefits and now you get fired and now you want to sue Zion Williamson and dry snitch? So Prime Sports, you big dummy. There you have it, DG.
Wow. Wow.
So for those in the street who don't think Duke give people money, don't ostracize my man John Cap over in Kentucky.
Oh, my man Patino in Louisville.
Like they always say, DB, everybody does it. It's just if you get caught.
Hand in the cookie.
It's not cheating. It's not cheating unless you get caught. Oh, my. So we'll talk about it tomorrow, man. We're going to lead off with this because I got some questions about old, good old Mike Krzyzewski, Coach K.
Coach K. You ain't trying to cheat.
Woo! It's the streets. Man, the parking meter looked like it had ran down, DB. It's time to get in the light, strap up, and picture's rolling. You got any shout outs?
And a shout out to Prime Sports and all the haters in America that's trying to go after another man's bag because he cut you loose. Let me tell you something a great mentor of mine told me. When I got my heart broke in the 10th grade, didn't want to eat, didn't want to go to football practice. She hurt me to my heart my first time in my life. My mentor tell me. He tell me from his heart. He say, Buck. He say, Buck, he's my real name. He say, Buck, ain't nothing meant to last forever. The most important person in this world is your mama. The most important person in the world is my mama. And she gonna pass. Anything under that means nothing. You know what I mean?
Street.
Lesson for the day. Keep inspiring me. Keep inspiring us. My shout-outs go out to all the essential workers that's grinding for us, trying to get the community, trying to get this thing back going. My shout-outs go out to the Collinwood Cobras, Six Words, all the sports, youth sports organizations around the country. Keep your head up. They're going to get us back out there sooner or later. Health first for the kids. Shout-out to Dream Team, T-Row, ICE, Styles of God, and, of course, my man, L Boogie. I want all of y'all to picture us rolling. Shout out to Tonelli for that good call, too.
Man, shout out to Heaven O, man. Heaven O. Shout out to my man Roy. All my people down in the Ville, man, in the field, man. They call it the field. All my guys, man. Cut. You know what I mean? Jonesy, Roy, Jay Bird. Happy belated birthday too, Jay Bird. You know what I mean? Beard, cut, phone. I see y'all rolling. I want to give a shout out once again to all the mothers, man. They done all the sacrificing and did all they thing for their kids. Belated Mother's Day. And I want to give a shout out to Zion Williamson. Cause listen to this, Zion. You still rolling, baby. The streets, we always in the building. Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. Eastern Time. High noon, 515-605-9370. You can catch us on the podcast, blogtalkradio.com/streets is talking. Listen, next Monday, if you don't catch us on this, we on YouTube live. And you can go back and subscribe to The Streets Is Talking. And as always, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of friends. We in the building, baby. Keep inspiring.
Roll live.
Picture's rolling.
Am I clear to you? Picture's rolling, nigga. Legit.
like OJ all day. Can't stop. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Manu, Pain, Sai, Mogo, Mo Brain. Sad dog, sad. Can you picture us rolling? Can you see me all? Is y'all ready for me? We about this bitch. Anytime y'all wanna see me again, rewind this track right here, close your eyes, and picture me rolling.